ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय दीक्षिता ब्रह्मा क्षत्रिना सर्वा भूतात्मा मेधसा प्रतीक्षम दिशि वलयाम सिद्धो अभूत यत्र जाज्जली दीक्षिता ब्रह्मा क्षत्रिनाम सर्वभूतात्ममेधसां दिशि वलयम् सिद्धो बोध्यत्र दीक्षिते ब्रह्म क्षत्रिणां सर्वभूतात्ममेधसां प्रतीक्षं दिशि वलयम् भूद्यात्र चलीक्षित ब्रह्म क्षत्रिणां सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीक्षं दिशि वलयम् सिद्धो भूद्यात्र चली दीक्षिता ब्रह्म क्षत्रिणां सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीक्षां दिशि वलयम् सिद्धो भूद्यात्र चली दीक्षिता ब्रह्म क्षत्रिणां प्रतीक्षं दिशि वलयम् सिद्धो भूद्यात्र दीक्षिता ब्रह्म क्षत्रिणां सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीक्षं दिशि वलयम् दीक्षिता ब्रह्म क्षत्रिणां सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीक्षं दिशि वलयम् सिद्धो भूद्यात्रचलि दीक्षिता ब्रह्म क्षत्रिणां सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीक्षं दिशि वलयम् सिद्धो भूद्यात्रचलि दीक्षिता ब्रह्म क्षत्रिणां सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीक्षं दिशि वलयम् सिद्धो भूद्यात्रचलि Dikshita, being determined,
Brahmashatrena,
by understanding the Supreme Spirit,
Sarva,
all,
Bhuta,
living entities,
Atma
Medasa,
considering like oneself,
Praticham, in the western,
Dishi,
direction,
Velayam,
on the seashore,
Siddha,
perfect,
Abhut,
became,
Yatra,
where,
Jajali,
the great sage Jajali.
Translation.
The Prajetas went to the seashore in the west, where the great liberated sage Jajali was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge, by which one becomes equal to all living entities, the Prajetas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. Please repeat. The Prajetas went to the seashore in the west, where the great liberated sage
Jajali
was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge, by which one becomes equal to all living entities, the Prajetas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. The word Brahmashatra means cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Actually, both the Vedas and severe austerity are known as Brahman. Vedas tatvam tapo Brahma. Brahma also means the absolute truth. One has to cultivate knowledge of the absolute truth by pursuing studies in the Vedas and undergoing severe austerities and penances. The Prajetas properly executed this function and consequently became equal to all other living beings, entities. As Bhagavad Gita 18.54 confirms, Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma na sochati na kangshati shamasav bhuteshu mad bhaktim lovati param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes joyful, fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. When one actually becomes spiritually advanced, he does not see the difference between one living entity and another. This platform is attained by determination. When perfect knowledge is expanded, one ceases to see the outward covering of the living entity. He sees, rather, the spirit soul within the body. Thus, he does not make the distinction between a human being, an animal, a learned brahmana, and a chandala. Vidya vinaya shampane brahmani gavihashtini shunichoiva shvapakicha pandita samadarshina. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, or an outcast. A learned person sees everyone equally on a spiritual basis, and a learned person, devotee, wants to see everyone developed in Krishna consciousness. The place where the Prajetas were residing was perfect for executing spiritual activities, for it is indicated that the great sage Jajali attained mukti, liberation there. One desire in perfection or liberation should associate with a person who is already liberated. This is called sadhu sangha, association with a perfect devotee. Om Agyanti Midandasya Janandiran Shavakaya Kakshura Manipandina Tashmanshi Jaya Shri Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama The Pujadas went to the seashore in the west where the great liberated sage Jajali was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge, by which one becomes equal to all living entities, the Pujadas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. So here is a progression. First, the Pujadas went to perform austerities. To receive perfect spiritual knowledge. And after becoming perfect, it says, after perfecting the spiritual knowledge, by which one becomes equal towards all living entities, projectors became perfect in Krishna consciousness. So, instead of the outward dress, they could perceive the soul. And so that is perfection. But then after that, it says they became perfect in Krishna consciousness. So it says in Bhagavad Gita, so this perfection means understanding I am not this body, aham brahmasmi, that is indicated. So that is spiritual perfection, that is the knowledge. Knowledge means to know the Atman. The purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna, he is the supreme Paramatma. So this is the purpose of knowledge. So that's a wise man, he knows. But out of thousands of those, Krishna says, hardly one knows me in truth. So it's a progression. So the projectors were practicing that progressive path, first becoming self-realized. Then it's that they became perfect in Krishna consciousness or devotional service. So this is also expressed by Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, or rather expressed by Krishna. Vasudeva, they met all the great sages, and all the great sages of the universe were there. Narada was their leader. He was introducing, giving it, and many other sages spoke also, but Krishna's father, Vyasadeva, was very, intrigued. You can say intrigued. Hearing all these great sages glorifying Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wanted to also repeat, out of love for Krishna, he wanted to repeat what they were saying, because Vyasadeva is in perfection thinking Krishna is my son. But after the association of the devotees and hearing them speak so great, he is also thinking, I want to glorify Krishna out of love also, like the great sages. So then his own father began to glorify him, how he is the absolute, everything comes from him, everything is him, is all, going on and on, just imitating the Narada Muni and all the sages. He just wanted to be like, for a little while, glorify Krishna. So when anyway, when he had finished, Krishna and Balaram were quite slightly smiling. And they said, yes, we accept everything you say is true, but we are your eternal sons. We are your sons after all, eternally. And then Prabhupada says in the Krishna book that Krishna wanted to make him go further. So he's been glorifying the Supreme Lord as the source of everything. But then Krishna said, but also one thing you have to understand, Vasudeva, everything you said is great. Krishna is the source of everything. But one thing you should understand is that also everyone, every living entity, is also simultaneously non-different from me. You've just been glorifying me, but actually everyone, every living entity, whatever type of body they got, they're actually also non-different from you. We are equalitatively one. So this is an expansion of knowledge. First we try to understand God, and then we can understand God and how he expands in all of his energies. So Krishna is never alone. He's always surrounded by his different energies and potencies. They're all personified. So we worship Krishna alone with these energies. But in the beginning, we worship Krishna alone. But that is the tendency, generally. That is the process. I make it a little bit short. That's the process of understanding, generally. It's like the brahmacharis, they go to the Gurukula and they learn to vibrate. That's their process. Until they actually realize transcendence. They feel the presence of Brahman. And then the teacher can teach them more about hearing and chanting about Krishna, pastimes, etc. like that. So in the beginning, they're first coming to this level of Brahman. So it appears that the Prajetas, they were perfect like that. Then they had to perfect the greater vision of seeing everyone equal, like he had from Prabhupada's quoting this verse. The sage sees equally the Brahman, the dog eater, the elephant. He's perceiving the soul, he's being in the presence of the soul within everyone's heart. So he doesn't get bewildered by the external activity, the external relationship, because he's also fixed in his own heart. He's feeling his own self, and he's feeling the self in the hearts of others. So the Prajetas were obviously self-realized. To do that austerity, to live underwater, and it means they completely control their mind. Otherwise, who can do it? So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, one who has controlled the mind, super soul is already reached. So then they can understand the presence of the Lord in everyone's heart as a super soul. So generally, this is the practice of first trying to understand the Brahman, then we can understand expand and understand that Brahman is Idam Salpal. What is it, Brahman? Everything is Brahman. But of course it has personality. So this process of devotional service is so nice, because it establishes everyone on an equal platform as a servant of Krishna. You're seeing equally a dog eater, a cow, elephant, that's equal to samadarshani. But if you have that vision in this world, even though you can perceive the presence of the Lord within your heart and in the hearts of others, still there is no harmony in this world. by thee. The birds, you go up and talk to them, they really don't want to reciprocate their kind of speech. Who is it? St. Francis, brother bird, brother tree. I said, very good, this is real Krishna consciousness. Seeing everyone as brother, addressing brother tree, but why they're killing animals? If he is brother, why brother cow? Why they're killing? So that vision of seeing the of equality, but in the material world, is if a person attains this realization, this grace, but others haven't realized it, so there is no real harmony. In the spiritual world, there's harmony. The tigers and the deer, they live together peaceably and everything, and they all talk to each other, and it's all about Krishna and serving Krishna, all together in service to Krishna. But in the material world, even though you may become self-realized and feel the presence of the Lord in every living entity's heart, still the birds are going to fly away, the animals are going to run away, and people, you may get into a fight with some people because they're not realizing it. Even though you may be able to realize it. But by this process of devotional service, and everybody has an understanding of that equality, in as much as that we're all servants of Krishna. So you may be doing different types of activities, you're different types of personality, but everyone is a servant of Krishna. And they're engaged, when everybody engages in service to Krishna, this is perfect equanimity. This is perfect equality. This verse of Ramahastani, Samadarshani, well, Prabhupada was asked this question by one gentleman in Mayapur, in Prabhupada's room. He said, can you come, Srila Prabhupada, what does this mean, this Samadarshani, equal vision? And Prabhupada said, yes, equal vision. Yes, he said, everyone is engaging in devotional service. He said, no, I don't mean that, Swami. I mean, you know, Samadarshani, you know, you're feeling the Lord everywhere, the presence of the Lord everywhere. Prabhupada said, well, my understanding is that we're all servants of Krishna. And we have Krishna's service. He said, but you know, what Krishna is really trying to say is that they're all different, but they're all doing this one same thing, devotional service. He said, this is my understanding of Samadarshani, that I'm giving everybody an opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness, and they're all taking to it. So they're all equal. They all have an equal opportunity to take to the devotional service. This is my understanding of Samadarshani. Now, this gentleman figured it out. Yeah, he said, that's actually right. Your conclusion is right. So this is the glory of devotional service, and that's what Srila Prabhupada came to give. Once everybody's engaged in devotional service, then we're all on the same page, as they say. We know we know who we are, and we know what we're doing, and we're all together. We're all together in Krishna consciousness. We're all together in expanding the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what ISKCON is all about. So, this is Samadarshani. Now, even the realization may not be there. This is the secondary, the devotional service, the hearing and chanting about serving Krishna. That's how the projectors became perfect in Krishna consciousness. The prerequisite was to... the first they become Brahman realized, they realize the Lord. Then they can engage in, become perfect in Krishna consciousness or service to Krishna. So, in Krishna consciousness, we're given service. Actually, from day one we join, we get service to Krishna. Can you sweep the floor, Prabhu? Can you help me clean the pots or carry the book bag? We get saved at the first, immediately we arrive in the temple. Immediately we get knowledge. You know, Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No, I didn't know that. Yeah. No, you're not the body, really. I didn't know that. I thought I was his body. No, okay. You get out of the first day, right? Hand service to Krishna. So what about the prerequisite of having, you know, being Brahman realized before you can take to devotional service? Krishna says in the 8th chapter, or 728, one who is freed from all sinful activities, all of his sinful activities are burned up from previous lives and this life. He's purified, he's done with the dualities and attachments of this material world. Only he can take to my devotional service. That means you've got to be purified from last life and this life. That means that's the progression. But Prabhupada answered this in two ways. One time he said, the very fact that you come and you take the devotional service, that is your qualification. You've already jumped, you've skipped the first part, becoming Brahman realized. Because you come to the point of devotional service. Another time he said that, yes, because you've taken to chanting Hare Krishna, immediately you become purified. So therefore you can take the devotional service immediately. It is the power of the holy name. You don't have to wait to become self-realized, first understand Brahma, and then come to devotional service, which is the progression. To understand Brahman, must become Brahman. To enter fire, you must become fire. This is the injunctions. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, this is not necessary. Because Mahaprabhu is not considering qualification or disqualification. So therefore it's not, first you become Brahman realized, then you can come to devotional service. No, who has that qualification? So Mahaprabhu has said, okay, I'm not considering who is qualified or who is unqualified. I'm simply giving the process of my own devotional service. He's Radha Krishna. He's giving his own service. He's giving Radha Krishna service. To anyone who wants to take it, that's the qualification. You simply have to be eager to take it. And if the heart is dirty, you're not going to take so much. However dirty the heart, that much you're not going to take. But if you accept immediately, embrace the meat, you can take everything, like Jagai Madai. Jagai Pakichiro, Pahinamu. They were most simple, but they accepted Krishna consciousness immediately. They accepted the process, and immediately they were delivered by Nitya and Gauranga. Even though they had done so many sinful activities. So this is the mercy of Mahaprabhu's mind. He's not considering our qualification or disqualification, because he knows in Kali Yuga qualification is difficult to get and disqualification is easy to get. So he's made a concession. I'm not going to consider your qualification or disqualification. You simply take what I've come to give, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this way one immediately becomes purified. Another time Prabhupada was lecturing on Bahunam Jamananti. After looking for knowledge. You're a gyani. You're searching for the truth. Thousands and thousands of births you've taken. Krishna says, Bahunam Jangam. Thousands and thousands of births. Then that gyani, being a gyani, thousands and thousands of births searching. Then he comes, so the ultimate he comes to understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Such a great soul is very rare. He understands Krishna. He takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. This process took thousands and thousands of births of being a gyani. Now Prabhupada says, I'm telling you, this is what Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita. It takes you thousands and thousands of births of being a gyani. And the conclusion of that, you'll come to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. I am telling you now, you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. You surrender to Krishna's lotus feet. If you hear me, and you do that, you skip those thousands and thousands of births, because you come to the conclusion. So this is the greatness of a moment's association with the pure devotee of the Lord. He can make you skip thousands and thousands of births of being a gyani, searching for truth, by accepting his words. So this is the Krishna consciousness movement. It immediately establishes you in Abhideya, in the Abhideya. This understanding of Brahman, this is Sambandha actually. Aham Brahmashmi, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati, it's the other verse here, Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma, or in the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaito Dharapanamajanam, they're all meaning the same thing. Cleansing the heart, come to the level of understanding, Aham Brahmashmi. General progression in spiritual life. And we follow a lot of it. We follow both tracks. But the gyanis especially, they're very much attracted for understanding Brahman. But that just becomes, when you understand, that is your sambandha. Your relationship is established. Now you know what is spirit. Now you've got the taste for spirit, the feeling for spirit. Because you are spirit. But when you understand, feel your own spirit, you automatically feel the all-pervading spirit of Krishna, how he is everywhere. So, but that's still sambandha. That is shantaras. In consideration, the devotional service, even if you don't have realization of Brahman, is superior to your realization of Brahman without service. Because service, from consideration of that service is in das, it is dasaras, it's dasaras, and the sambandha, understanding Brahman, is shantaras. You're fixing, realizing the greatness of the Lord. But the desire for service hasn't actually arisen yet. But appreciating the Lord's presence everywhere, how great the Lord, that's great. So that's advanced, at least you're understanding what is spirit. But beyond that is service, which is dasaras. In shantaras, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, practically no bhakti is there. The inclination for service is not there. They're just appreciating. Even they realize the super soul, they're feeling ecstasy, but still that tendency for service is not there. Kapila Muni is describing it. The yogi, he realizes the super soul, and his tears are falling, he's showing ecstasy, symptoms of ecstasy. But still he hasn't got that tendency for service. So it's still shantaras. So beyond that is dasaras, where one actually executes devotional service, he engages himself in devotional service. So it's a higher principle, even though realization of Brahma, it's a higher principle, this aspect of dasaras from shantaras, it's a step forward. So, and Prabhupada says many times, he quotes Rupa Goswami, that they gyanis and everything, they ultimately come to this platform of Aham Brahmasmi, but they shouldn't stop there. They are further to God. But generally, because they're followers of Shankaracharya, their philosophy doesn't allow anything further. What Brahman, what more is there? There can't be anything else. There may be a duality. There is no duality in Brahman. So their philosophy helps make them stick to this understanding of Brahman only. But they have to go forward further. Have to go beyond the simply Brahman. Prabhupada says you have to understand what Brahman activities. It's okay being Brahman, aham Brahmasmi. But what are Brahman activities? He said that is devotional service. So they have to come to the platform of devotional service. This is Brahman activity of Brahman. Because Krishna is the supreme Brahman. And you are Brahman when you engage in service. This is how the progression becomes manifest generally. So this is the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Prabhupada carried on in the name of ISKCON. ISKCON is a movement of Abhideya, actually. It's giving devotional service to everyone. This is how important this movement is. It engages people in their constitutional nature. Jiva Sudhupai Nitya Krishna Das. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. Servants means service. So this is the principle that I noticed many times when I saw Srila Prabhupada preaching to people in his room. He wouldn't just preach to them about Krishna consciousness. He would ask them, find out what do they do. And somehow or another, he would get them to engage their occupation in Krishna's service. So that was something I noticed with Prabhupada, that he always wanted to just not give people his blessings and let them give them a bit of knowledge and go away. He wanted to somehow keep them connected, so he'd find out, what do you do, what service you do? Oh, yeah, okay, you're living this place, okay, we have a temple near there, or you can do this service, you can help with this. He would get them connected. This is Prabhupada's greatness. He was giving service to Krishna. And of all the other millions and billions of groups, spiritual groups and whatever the groups there are, how many of them actually give service to Krishna? All these new groups and coming up all the time, nobody gives service to Krishna. That this is the thing that the soul needs. This is what we need. This is what we're looking for. So this is the greatness of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, because from day one it gives you service to Krishna. This is the satisfaction. Prabhupada gives the example that the baby is crying and crying and crying, and the mother is trying to make him solid and they cry, so she gives him to the next Mataji, and the next Mataji is whatever they do to stop them crying. And then they pass them around from one Mataji to another. And then the baby comes to the original mother. So this is like Krishna consciousness. We are looking universe after universe. Where am I going to get that ultimate satisfaction I'm searching for? Come to Krishna consciousness. And we become perfectly satisfied because we get service to Krishna. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. Krishna consciousness is giving Krishna consciousness actually simultaneously. It gives the process of Raganuga Bhakti and Sadhana Bhakti. So primary Chor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give Raganuga Bhakti. Here, take chant Hare Krishna, dance in ecstasy, plus take Mahaprasad. If you can't do that, you can't take it spontaneously. The sadhana bhakti sticks strictly to the principles of sadhana bhakti. So we should follow that principle very succinctly, all these principles. It's just like the train runs on two tracks. So we have two tracks. We have Raghunuga Bhakti and Sadhana Bhakti. So we're running on, we follow both paths. He said, but you can't come to the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti without going through the process of Sadhana Bhakti. It's not possible in the conditioned state. So both are necessary. Two tracks. We have our daily sadhanas and things that we have. More spontaneous service, specifically when you're chanting, preaching, kirtan and things like that. Jennifer, Raghunuga Bhakti, a person on that platform. That's all they do practically, is hearing and chanting. Whole day, that's all they do. Or in Sadhana Bhakti we have so many rules and regulations and different activities. But we should go through this process, but not to the extent of losing our Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't be just stuck on the principles of Sadhana Bhakti to the extent of losing or forgetting about Raghunuga Bhakti. The purpose of the sadhana is to bring us to Raghunuga. It's like Einstein. He said, somewhere in my search for life, it slipped through my fingers. But be careful, Krishna consciousness. We have to stick to the principles of Sadhana Bhakti very carefully. And the result will be there. The more diligently and seriously we engage in the process of Sadhana, the quicker the result. The result depends on the speed of the result depends on sincerity. So we're very sincerely following the principles of Vedic Sadhana Bhakti, but we're keeping our eyes open to spot the offences, to pick out the offences we're making, because we're still in the offences stage maybe, and pick out the offences so that we can come to the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti. Prabhupada gives the example, just as a woman, she has a parama, but she does her duties very, very nice, more than nicely, more than usual. She doesn't want to create any suspicion, so she does all of her duties very conscientiously. But she has her consciousness is on the paramount. So like that, we should do our duties very, very conscientiously, but understand why we are performing this sadhana bhakti, and then it will become more and more enthused and inspired, and we'll get more blessings from the previous acharyas, whoever's, and Rupa Goswami, whoever has actually established this system in this world of Vedic Sadhana Bhakti under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the glory of the Krishna Consciousness Movement as established by Srila Prabhupada. Instead of waiting thousands and thousands of lifetimes to come to Sambandha relationship, when you come to Krishna consciousness, you get Sambandha and Abhideya in the same day. Same one day. Thousands and thousands of births to come to Sambandha. But in one day you get Sambandha and Abhideya. You get service to Krishna. Daigo Premanandi. Very, very good. Today is also the... Is there any question? I don't think. There's also the appearance of Kiribath of Vamsi Nandam Thakur, Vamsi Badam Thakur. He was given the service by the devotees to look after Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and went to Puri. So he became the servant and the guard of Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya. And his name was Vamsi Nandan. When Nityananda Prabhu introduced Siva Goswami to him, he said, Vamsinandan Thakur. He said, the devotees know him as Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute is incarnated as Vamsinandan Thakur. So he was, that was his main service, taking care of Vishnu Priya and Satyamata. And he also wrote many nice songs in separation. Today's also Vashanta Ras, Krishna's Vashanta Ras. Means now summer's here, spring is, Vashanta is spring actually. So spring is here now. You get all these beautiful flowers coming out, the bailey, the jasmine, the shamachampa, golo chapa. Everything is very nice scented, the Gandharaj. So many flowers, nice things. It's springtime, so it's very enthusing. Krishna's starting these rasa leelas again. Otherwise, cold, winter is a little bit cold. But now this springtime has come, so Krishna's very anxious for performing these on rasa pastimes, which are considered to be the greatest aspect of his pastimes. And Nityananda Prabhu says that he, Vamsinandan, this is the flute of Krishna. He is the one who enters the ears and hearts of the devotees and inspires them to join Krishna in his rasa dance by hearing that flute. So Krishna performs his this time of the year is hot, so they have these nice pastimes. Also, it's Balaram Ras Yatra. The Balaram also has Ras Leela with his gopis. He has a set of gopis, his girlfriends, not Krishna's girlfriends. And so they have their own different Ras Leelas at different times. So today is called Balaram Ras Yatra. Today is also the story of Shyamananda. Shyamananda? Yeah? His appearance or disappearance? Appearance of Shyamananda. He appeared in Bengal, West Bengal. And his parents, they gave birth to a few children, but they all died. So then when Shyamananda was born, they thought, he's going to die. So they named him Duki, Duki Krishna Das. Duki means sad, unhappy, because he's probably going to die also. So they named him Duki. Duki. Suki. Suki means happy and Duki means miserable. So they thought, he's happy, we've got a child, but he's not going to live long like the others, he died. So they called him Duki Krishna Das. Anyway, he survived. And he's very renounced by nature. And he went to take darshan of Gaunitayang, Ambika Kolna, Goridas Pandit's deities. And there sent to Vrindavan to study with the Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya. So they were studying under Jiva Goswami, who was the head of all the Vaishnavas there at that time. And by the association of Jiva Goswami and Narottam and Srinivas, Duki Krishna, he became influenced by the Radha and Krishna's conjugal pastimes. So he became very attracted. So he was doing his seva there. And he was doing that seva kunj. Seva kunj? I believe. In Vrindavan. And he used to have a narayani, you know, that little instrument they use for cutting the weeds. Narayani, it's called in Bengali. They cut the grass to give to the cows. Anyway, he would cut the grass and clean that area of Seva Kunja. And he was cutting the grass, and then he touched, there was one ankle bell was there, and he touched it, and his Narayani, which was a piece of iron, turned into gold. What is this? There must be some kind of touchstone in his ankle bell that turned his instrument into gold. So he thought, this is something very, very special. And then later on, one little girl came, she said, did you see any, my sister lost her ankle bell when she was here. He said, did you find anything? He said, I did. I said, can I have it? She said, no. He said, if you want it, you have to tell your sister to come here. He said, oh, she can't come. I'm going, I won't give it to her. Unless she comes personally, I will give her. So then she brought her personally, and that little girl was Lalita, and her sister was Radharani. So he gave back the nipple. So she was very pleased with him, and she held the nipple like this, and she put it on his head, and it formed a tilak. See now the Shamanandas say, where is tilak? And and so Lalita said, keep it secret, keep everything secret, but I'll give you a mantra. If ever you need to contact me, you can contact. So if anybody wants to go, you can go. It's mine to mine. So Jiva Goswami also understood everything, and so at that time he gave him the name of Shamananda. And later on, Hidai Chaitanya came to hear about this. You know what's happening in Vrindavan? And Jiva Goswami is reinitiated, your disciple. He's transgressing Vaishnava etiquette. He's giving him a new name. He's wearing a new tilak, everything now. Looks like it's going a bit off. So Hidai Chaitanya went there to Vrindavan with a party. And so he told everyone, you know what's going on, you kindly explain. How come you're giving initiation? To my disciple, I already gave initiation. And Jiva said, oh, you ask him. So, and what is this tilak you are wearing? And he said, well, this was given to me in a dreamlike state. Somebody gave it to me. It was Srimati Radharani gave me this tilak. Dream. The dream. How you can put so much confidence in a dream that you would change your tilak and everything like that. He said, though you, I'll rub it off. If it's real, then you make it come back. So he rubbed his tilak off. And then Shamananda, he went into meditation. He was chanting this mantra Lalita had given him. So he went to where she was, and he said, I'm having a big problem here. My Guru Maharaj is upset. I got different tilak, different name. He's rubbed my tilak off, and he said, if it doesn't come back, then I'm bogus, and it wasn't true, and it wasn't... what should I do? I don't know. We'll ask Radharani. Radharani was there. What have I got to do with all this? What goes on in the material world? Why are you bringing all these problems up here to the spiritual world? We don't have to deal with up here. Hey, who's his guru, anyway? Hidai Chaitanya said, Shubhal Shaka was there. He said, oh, it's okay, he's my guru. I'm his guru. He said, okay, don't worry. I'll sort it all out for you. So then they made that the tilak appear again. So he was in meditation, and that tilak manifested right before his guru, Hidai Chaitanya. Hidai Ananda. So then he accepted, oh, this is real, this is true. Very good. So he's very happy. So then Shyamananda said, well, I take you on Prikram, we can see a few places. So he was taking him around. They went to one place where the some Radha and Krishna Katha was going on. And they were hearing for some time, and then they were talking about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the Shakyas, and then Shyamananda, he became uncontrollable. He overwhelmed and he couldn't control himself. He began weeping and everything like that. And Hidananda said, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is this ecstasy, this ecstasy you're showing? This is Madhujaraj. I'm a servant of Subal Shaka. He's a friend of Krishna. We're in Dasaraj, and I've given you initiation. And you've adopted this principle of the Madhujaraj. I'm giving you something much greater. And you're crying. We started to beat him. Why have you accepted this lower thing? I'm giving you a greater thing. Give heavy, heavy beating. Vaishnavas had to stop him, hold him back. Shyamananda said, just see the faith of my guru. Just see his faith and chastity to the being in a friend of Krishna. So absorbed in Krishna, there's nothing beyond it as a friend of Krishna. Nothing else is beyond it. This is the nature of rasa. When you enter into a relationship with Krishna, there's nothing beyond it. The soul that thinks, nothing beyond my darling baby son. Those are scratch marks and everything. They're playing when he's playing with the boys. You know? She would never even dream that. No, just Krishna is our darling son. Nothing exists beyond that relationship. So Hidayananda was very, very upset. And that night he had a dream. Lord Chaitanya came. He said, look. Showed his back. He had all red marks on his back. He said, my body and Shyamananda's body is the same. You beat my body. He is my eternal associate. You're beating him. So then he realized what had happened when he woke up. So again, he went to apologize to everyone. And anyway, everything was settled, satisfactory. Then he was ordered by Jiva to go back to Bengal and Orissa, and he was doing a lot of preaching there. So much preaching, so many of his temples in those areas of Orissa and Bengal. Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai, Jai Guru Premanandi. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki. Any comment? Questions 9 o'clock.